Beyond this small torii gate is another small shrine called Togan Jinja.
Why is there a small shrine within a large shrine?
Well, it's a kind of a memorial shrine for Ando Naotsugu. He was a chief retainer of Tokugawa Ieyasu, a very powerful shogun general, and lived in Tanabe in the 16th century. Tanabe is famous for its ume, Japanese apricot, and it was Ando Naotsugu that started large-scale ume production here.
Was he a samurai?
Yes, he was.
Cool. That's a big tree here on the left. It's massive.
It's very old, over 1,200 years, and we believe that it's a kamisama.
It really adds a sense of power of nature to the shrine grounds. What kind of tree is it?
It's a camphor tree, in Japanese, kusu. This kind of tree is often found in shrine grounds. There are many stories about it. If you look, you can see that it's split in the middle. It's been struck by lightning twice.
Twice?
Yeah, it's a strong tree. They say if you take a leaf and touch it against a sore tooth, the pain will go away.
Really?
There's also a story about a homeless person living inside the tree. He started a fire, but the tree spurted out water to put it out.
I hope it doesn't spurt on us. That rope around the tree, what's it for?
That's called shimenawa. It's a straw rope, and it symbolically marks sacred places and things.
It looks so natural around the tree.
Shimenawa has been used for thousands of years.
What's this rack with all the papers tied to it?
Oh, the papers are called omikuji. They are fortune papers. We tie them here for good luck. At New Year's, it's very popular. There's a box with numbered sticks in it. You pick a stick and then take a fortune paper with the same number.
Did you do omikuji this year?
Yeah, I do it every New Year's.
Was your fortune good?
Yeah, it said that I would have good luck with love.